The first of three themed Elliott Lake All Candidates Nights attracted an enthusiastic crowd of about 60 people Wednesday night. It focused on what can be done to benefit Elliott Lake's younger residents, especially young families. Sponsored by the community group CAUSE Elliott Lake, the session at Grace Christian Center on College Place was attended by 10 of the 21 candidates seeking office on Elliott Lake City Council in the October 24 municipal election. Only two incumbents, Count Tom Turner and Count Norman Mann, attended, although mayoral candidates Dan Marchesella and Chris Pattery, both also on council, sent their apologies. Marchesella provided written responses to pre-submitted questions. The mayor said it's impossible to limit consideration of what should be done to help younger people to just one item. He said only a blended effort by council on various priorities will suffice. Marchesella also wrote that thanks to a city commitment of a $100,000 finding fee, a new medical doctor has agreed to set up practice locally. The overall mood of the candidates' comments Wednesday ranged from cautious optimism to expressions of condemnation for a number of decisions council has made in this term. Council candidate Bruce Ibbotson called for a change of the Elliott Lake City Hall narrative from negative to positive. Gary Kirk said he has had a belly full of bickering. Contrary to some others who spoke, Turner brought the message that the sky is not falling in the city, citing parks, recreation facilities and sports amenities as three of his main priorities, particularly to benefit younger people, if he's re-elected to a second council term. Entertainment venues, sports and recreation facilities all provide us with opportunities for us to mix and mingle in these places. They're worth investing in and we should invest. When owners invest, they're looking for places to put their key families and their own, Turner said. As others also stated, candidate Tammy Brown agreed infrastructure upgrades and affordable housing are two of her top priorities. She wants the city to conduct an infrastructure review. We have witnessed great achievements and we have witnessed some disappointments, Brown said. Brown also wants more city benches added in the downtown to benefit transit riders, pointing to the one adjacent the Northern Credit Union as an example. Retired city employee Rick Bull said he never wants to hear the words stupid and useless spoken again at a future council meeting. He decried the city's expenditure of $360,000 on integrity commissioner fees, preferring to see that money going to infrastructure and road upgrades instead. My interest in politics came when I saw how the summer day camp issue was handled, how the autistic playground issue was handled, and the possibility of the sale of the golf course, Bull said. Kirk called for more transparency in the conduct of council business, noting numerous failures at public communication over the past 3 years. How are we going to grow if we don't have affordable housing? These are the things that I do well. I am focused on getting things done, Kirk said. He wanted council to adopt a long-term health strategy and make plans for a new medical center, which, in conjunction with St. Joseph's General Hospital, could be used to leverage efforts to attract more doctors to the city. Former Count Tammy Van Roon, running again, observed there will be at least three new council members after the election. She called for the next council to engage in critical thinking and to boost opportunities for social engagement by young families. As a critical thinker, I research topics to ensure I'm prepared to analyze and debate. Most importantly, council is process-driven and we need to analyze potential factors, barriers and considerations before we move forward, Van Roon explained. Candidate Helen Lefebvre listed her business experience and family history along with raising five children as two of her greatest strengths. She wants to develop a strategic plan for the next council term. As to aiding the drive to attract doctors to Elliott Lake, Lefebvre said, I'm honest, a team player, and I am transparent. I have no hidden agenda. I am currently employed by the Association for the Faculties of Medicine, Canada, and I have a voice now at the national level. In her run for the mayor's chair, Geraldine Robinson called for efforts to make Elliott Lake return to a vibrant and exciting city. I'm just going to give you my instinctual answer. When I first read that question, what one thing would you do to improve life in Elliott Lake? I would like to see the next council focused on getting the Arts and Culture Center rebuilt, she said. Also seeking the chief magistrate's chain, Mike Thomas called for renewed fundraising efforts to seek out more of as yet unexplored funding sources needed to build a new arts hub. He wants to lead a new council that will restructure the committee system with the help of public input. Thomas also wanted the city to conduct a medical service review, including plans for hospice and palliative care options. Without the public's consent, advice and input, we cannot move forward. I wish all of you to participate in the future, Thomas went on. Most of those who spoke about it agreed plans now underway to convert the former reel-to-reel cinema on Elizabeth Walk into an arts center for $4 million are only a temporary solution at accommodating the needs of the city's arts community. Asked to name his top priority to benefit young families in the coming term, veteran Norman Mann said we need to find a way to keep Canada geese from fouling our beaches. He said that's something his daughter-in-law finds most annoying about navigating the waterfront while pushing a toddler in a stroller. Wednesday's meeting was streamed online and is currently available on YouTube. The next CAUSE all-candidates session is set for 7 p.m., September 28 at Grace Christian Center, when the theme will be business creation and retention in Elliott Lake. Elliott Lake's Rotary Club will hold its traditional pre-election all-candidates meeting at the Collins Hall on October 4. At 6 p.m. campaigning on site will be permitted prior to the meeting and admission is by donation to the Elliott Lake Emergency Food Bank.